Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Orot, Orot HaTchiya, Perek Mem Bet. Omer Maran Rav Zatzal, Halumiyut Kshira Anana, when our nationalism is fresh, in other words, when it's connected to its roots and draws its power from the Torah. That's what's special about our Lumiyut. We're not just a regular nation. We're a nation that has Torah and a special connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. So this lumiyut ra'anana, this fresh nationalism, can be masbiya, can give satisfaction from the dew of life, the spiritual dew of life that it has, to the yachid as well, who connects to the nation, and can take root in the person enough musar and das. The more the person connects the klal, the more he's going to be elevated. Kol echad mibnei ha'am, הדבקים בעמם דבקות פנימית מתמלא עוז חיים כאלה לפי תכונת הדבקות ותורות הרוח שלו לקרבת האומה. Everybody from the nation that's connected to the nation with internal dvekus is filled with the power of life according to the measure of dvekus that he has to the nation. The more he's mitmaser, the more he's given over to the nation, the more life he's going to have. So if Klal Yisrael is in the right place and we're connected to Torah as a nation, so the Mamel the Yochid connects to Klal Yisrael and he's also going to be connected to the Torah. As the Rav writes in Orot on page Kuf Yud, Me'oshra shel ha'ora Elohit ha'raba zoremet bekerav ha'klal, mitmalei ha'prat shumuchubar al ha'klal, shuchedek mechalakav milui shalem v'gamor. From the wealth of the godly light, that's the great godly light that flows in the community, so the individual is filled up. He is connected to the klal. He's part and parcel of the klal. In a very complete way. And as the Rav there writes, Oto ha'oz ha'elohi ha'mariv ha'shura b'umah b'chlala, hu mit'ale me'elav b'tamsit ha'musar ha'pnimi harbe yoter mikol ma she'tuchal liten kol ha'shkafa pratit ha'mumah shel chaye ha'prat she'acharei mitat ha'basar. So the power of the godliness that is in the nation is much higher than any individual can ever reach. So back to our text over here. Avok shoma b'chlala koderet v'nofelet, when the nation in general is falling, is crashing, is breaking, and we go into galus. Tzarich kol yachid la'artiv et rucho. Every individual has to moisten his spirit. And where is he going to do that? What is the Yachid going to do? Me'amakor ha'musari ve'hamada'i ha'klali. From the general place of musar, of knowledge. In other words, he's going to absorb. The Yechidim are going to absorb from the general good of society of mankind. So in other words, he elevates himself in these more universal type of good qualities, then he can come back to Klal Yisrael. And then impact Klal Yisrael with his goodness. Like the Rav writes in Orot on page 158, לפי אותה מידה שכל יחיד מתעלה שכל תכונתו האישית מזדככת, כך הוא מטביעת בתוכיות כל השעורמה כולה את החלק האצילי שבו. על כן הצד הרוחני שבהתגברות לאומיות תלוי בזיכוך האישי של הפרט, של כל פרט. To the measure, to the extent that every individual is elevated, that all of his personal qualities are purified, so too he puts a stamp on the internal part of the nation, his more noble part. And therefore the nation is going to be uplifted. In other words, every individual has to uplift himself. And then through that, he uplifts the nation. ואז יהיה בחר בכל בוני עולם, ואני כן בילד הנשן. הוצאה התורה לישראל לבישת הירידה מכוון לקחת ממנו חיים, ליתן לאומה בכללה, מעט כל יחיד והחיותה לאורה. When the matzav of the nation is low, is downtrodden, so we have to be mechazik it by studying Torah. And then we learn Torah lishma, as Rabbeinu writes in the Sefer Orot HaTorah, Perek Bet Pesukah Hey, he's doing the chesed with Knesset Yisrael. ובעת תחייתה הוא נמזג בכללות האומה. So when a person studies Torah, individual, he gives that power to the nation. And then when the nation comes back to life, so this Oitzer HaTorah is now assimilated, mixed in with the general nation, because Yisrael Barais are Achad. So if this person studies Torah, then when the nation comes back to life, so it elevates the whole nation. And it's in mixed in with the whole nation. And then it brings light and life to all the individuals. It's enough, then people suffice with the Dveikut Lumiut. In other words, people just want, we're in a time of Yerida, we're still in Galus. We're still in Galus. And people want to forget about the Otzer HaTorah. And they just want to connect to nationalism. And they don't want to think about the Otzer HaChaim. It's true life. It's Torah Zeitz Chaim Yilam HaChazikim Ba. In the, there's a Milon HaRaya, which defines the Rav's terms. So in Otzer HaChaim, it's called Ora Shel HaTorah Bim Korah, as the Rav writes in Malat Riyah in the first volume, page 147. So if all we have in the Galus is nationalism, and we forget about Torah, lo tuchal azama lefanes meruchat echem uruchanim, then we can't sustain our from its spirit, the spiritual life, and then we just go lower and lower. We're going to just dry out. Medvekim rak b'rayona klali, and those who are davek only, those who cling only to the general idea of nationalism, in a secular way, in a dry way, b'lo chadira lo chem shel hakodesh, but without penetrating into the light of life of the holiness. They want to be kuchol agoyim. They want national independence, because that's what other nations have. France has it, America has it, Spain has it. So why shouldn't we have it also? So tisherak reshimat ha'chaim, a little, very little bit of life. Achi telum kol chaya, until we go out to the source of our life, to the old panel him chaim, and then we can come back and become nationalists again. In other words, when the matzav of the nation is elevated, so you can connect to the nation, because we're in. Not in this state of galus. So the nationalism is going to work, is going to elevate you, because the nation as a whole is elevated. But when the matzav of the nation is yarud, a person has to be, of course, connected to the nation, but also connected to Torah. And then, as the Rav writes in Igrot HaRaya, in the second volume, page 208, "Lizrok et haneshama bigviyah hamechutevet hazot," to throw a soul in this well-shaped body. But if you're just connecting to the nation without connecting to Torah, this is going to be very, very bad news. Like the Rav writes in Piska Chav Bet, HaLumiyut HaCholoniyut HaCholonit Yuchel Ezdehem Ezo Amar Rabba. Secular nationalism can become very impure, as unfortunately it did. So the Rav seems to be saying is that when we're in this matzav of galus, so there are two things we have to do. One, we have to just connect to general positive qualities of humanity. And number two, to connect to Torah on an individual level. And the more a person connects to this positivity, to this goodness, right? We know that anything good in this world, anything positive, even general universal ideas all come from the Ribono Shel Olam. Where does goodness come from? It comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. And bad things are because they're far from the Ribono Shel Olam. What the Ribono Shel Olam doesn't want. So the more you connect to the good things and to the Torah, the more you're mechazik, then you're mechazik yourself, and then when the nation comes back, then you're mechazik when the nation becomes united again, and there returns to Eretz Yisrael, and there's more unity, so then you're mechazik the nation as well. That's based chiyasa, and like now, it's nimzak b'chlal tzuma, and it gives life to all the yechidim. So you can't just have nationalism. Nationalism alone is dangerous and impure. So you have to have the in the galus. But once we're in the state of geula, then nationalism is wonderful because all of our nationalism connects to Torah and to Avodas Hashem. So you connect to the nation. You're in solid footing. But when we're in galus, just nationalism alone is terrible and dangerous. And it has to be. It can't just be like the French or any other nation. It has to be. You have to connect to on a more individual level, which is the tafkid of galus, that the Jews as individuals are perfecting themselves. And then when we come back, and we have this tchia, then we can bring all of the gems that we got from galus. In other words, what does that mean? It means the ktsois and the nesivus and the shev shmeitza and the noda b'yehuda and the. And the Dovev Mesharim and the Eretz Tzvi and the Achiezer and the Chofetz Chaim and all the Gabal, the Torah we had and all the Ruchnis we had and all the Kedusha we have. So everything we got from the various nations, right? We know that different nations have different psychology, so we try to take the good. If you know a nation is they have a more emotional way of being, or more, they focus on Seder, or they focus on the intellect, whatever it is, we try to take out those holy sparks and then bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. And have a holy nation and the holy land. My Rabbi Sai, we'll continue, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.